Well, since I saw you last, I put out a book called What I Found in a Thousand Towns. Yes. Actually, put out two books, but only one of them had to do with urban planning, as everyone was expecting. And I was actually very interested in all of these towns that I'd come to that had that just started, you know, they put me in the church basement to start with just a couple of committed people handwriting out the numbers for the seats and things and making brownies. And then next year I'd come upstairs at the church, you know, somebody they convinced the church this was not satanic, you know, and then things would happen. And then 5 years later, I would be in a community-created, community-built art center with wonderful programming. And, you know, I would have to, you know, I had to kick little ballet dancers out of my dressing room. But other than that, it was great. And so I was trying to figure out, you know, on TV, you know, the news people say, why can't we get along? We're so divided. And I decided, you know, there's a narrative that we are divided, but I don't know. I think that what happens is people find something and they just kind of keep on going, and then they know, like, who makes the posters and who can run a sound system and who can write the numbers on, you know, has good handwriting and who's very antisocial but good at baking brownies, but avoid them and just take the tray, you know. So I wrote a book, and a lot of it has to do with apple festivals and garlic festivals, I think. But it's also your history. I love Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, because they, you know, went through a big, the whole state went through a downturn with the, becoming the, what's called the Rust Belt, right? But they found something to gather around, a festival, based on the fact that the Blob was filmed there. So they have Blobfest, and it's fantastic. And so I went, there's a different theme every summer. I went for Godzilla year, and they just had all these blow up Godzillas and very serious sci-fi lecturers. But they also have this beautiful celebration on Friday nights where they go into the Colonial Theater, where there's a scene from there where the Blob comes into the theater. And so at 9:30 at night, in the middle of this variety show they do, everybody jumps up, screams, and runs out the door of the Colonial Theater in honor of the fleeing of Steve McQueen and friends in the Blob. And so when I go, I talk to urban planners around the country and I say, you have to have faith. You have a Blob in there somewhere in your town. So that's what I was very interested in, how people found their history, their food, their culture, their waterfalls, each other, good media, and astrology reading folk programmers on radio stations. And then I didn't think I was going to write any songs about that, but I was really touched by some towns that I saw around upstate New York that had what I call the hometown pride with the worldly welcome. So the fact that they found all the stuff that they loved made them more interested in the cultural trade winds. And I think that's a real gift of the 21st century. So this is called Little Town. It's nothing that you did. You gotta understand. You're taking it too fast. Yeah, it's going way too fast. It's nothing that you did. It's not the color of your skin. But one thing you should know, you gotta take it slow. What they call the shifting of the sands, I see is your demands. When you change, you can't ignore what things are and were before. My family has been here for generations, and now I have two children of my own. And I knew that I would stay here, always knew I'd stay here. It's not a new world that you found, it's just a little town. Everybody knows who was born and raised here. The mayor is my friend, I've known him all my life. Each year he and I plan the 4th of July. So why'd he ask you to? You especially young. He set this down for all his pride. It's been dying from inside. I mean, gotta find our way. We'll start with Independence Day. And as the fireworks came up above the mountain, I saw you put your hand up to your heart, and I saw the mirror watching, knew my kids were watching, hope that I would come around. Now the months come after months, and every 4th of July, we help our children putting all the flags on the line. Up and down the main street, every country that we're from, like the mayor was wanted, he's been gone for 7 years now. It's quiet by the lake, walking with our dog. How long has it been? Oh, it's been a long time now. We talk about this town, you're the mayor of it now. And they're all coming here, everyone comes here. We like to say we don't get out that much, 'cause the whole world comes to us. We can't blame them now, we say we are just a little gray. And you know that I'm not proud, those things I dare to say out loud. But you wave it all away, my friend, you wave it all away. But my kids, they went off in all directions, and I know it's thanks to you they have returned, they have all.